We're on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Let us again go quickly over the sugya to where we're up to. Starts on Nun Hamid Beis Tana Rabbanon Ein Leichen Behema B'Moyis Ma'is Hashayni. One is not permitted to purchase a Behema Chutzla V'Shalayim B'Moyis Ma'is Hashayni. Three reasons, Rashi says, Tu b'tzarta kesev b'yodecho, or Shema takrish b'terech ha-derech. And Taisvi says, Shema yigadol adorim adorim. Im lokach, if he did this, b'isa, is b'shayik, if he was unaware that this is mois maiser sheini, so tzamekach toish yachzor domim lem kaimam, so the moicha gives back the money, and the lekech gives back the behemah. The whole thing was a mekach tois. The lekech would never have purchased a behemah with mois mais hasheni to bring to Yerushalayim, because mishum tircha derech. B'meizid, what if he knew it was mais hasheni? And Afal Pikein, he wants to purchase a behemah to take it to Yerushalayim. So this is not permissible, but he wants to do it. His tala v'toichol b'mokim, so he'll take up the behemah needed in Yerushalayim. Omar Rab Yehuda, b'medvar mamurim, that we say b'meizid, is tala v'teichal b'makim v'miskaven v'lokach tchilo l'shem shlomim, that he wants to purchase a behema l'shem shlomim and to take it up to Yerushalayim. So therefore, there's a din of tala v'teichal b'makim, and Taisvis explained that we are speaking about a behema t'mime. So even though the chachamim hold that because of the gzeira of Shem Yigadol Adorim, Chazal said that Ein Mischalim, the Mekach is in Chal, but since we're speaking about Behema Tmime, that the Chshash of Shem Yigadol Adorim is pretty minute, so then B'dievet it is Chal, Tala V'Toichal B'Mokim. Avo b'miskaven lohitzi mois maiso sheini l'chulam. But if he wants to be moitzi mois maiso sheini l'chulam, ben shogi ben meizid yachzor domim l'mkaimo. So we hear here amachlekes Rashi and Taisvitz. What is the pshat that he was machaven lohitzi mois maiso sheini l'chulam? Rashi learns pshat that he intends to buy a behemah with mois mais hasheni. He intends to use it to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. He knows that the kedusha of the mois is nitvas on the behemah, but he wants to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. That's how Rashi learns pshat, and Taisvus learns pshat that he made a upmach, a condition with the meicha, that I want that the money should remain with kedushas meisa sheini, and the behema should not be nitvas kedushas meisa sheini. Perhaps this works, so he's kind of the behema with meshiche, and the money is only a peroin, could be there, there's no din chilul of mois mais hasheni on the behemah. And that was the agreement, that he said that I want the behemah to remain chulun, and the mois mais hasheni to remain by you mois mais hasheni. So here we say, yachzor domim lemkaimam, v'mavatal the mekach. And here the reason we're mevatel the mekach is because we're afraid that the moicha will be nichshol the money. He'll think that it's zicha, the money was zicha nischalal on the behemah, even though the lekeach was masne before the mekach, that it should not be nischala, but he'll be under the impression that the lekeach can make such a tnai, automatically the money becomes nischala on the behemoth, and therefore he'll be nichshol in having enough and mois meiser shein nichus l'rishalayim. So, according to Rashi, we have a kilkul mitzad the lekeach. According to Tosfos, we have a kilkul mitzad the meicher. Is yachzu domim lemtaimam? So we're mevatel the mekach. Yesterday we learned the marsha that Chazal was taking mevatel the mekach. The mekach was not chal at all. So memeile, according to Tosfos, there was no mekach, so the money goes back to the lekeach, the ma'aser sheni the kemani, and the behemah goes back to the meicher. And the same thing, according to Rashi, the mevatel the mekach, so the behemah never became ma'aser sheni, the mois remains ma'aser sheni, and each one ends up with what they started with. The mois goes to the lekeach, which is kedushas meister, and the behemah, which doesn't have kedushas meister, goes back to the meicher. This is pshat in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says further, v'nantna, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer b'meizit kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says b'meizit kiddush. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So say according to Rashi, say according to Tosfos, L'chei the kash is very good. According to Tosfos, he said, you're giving the meicha money, which is really meiser sheni dike money, and he'll be under the impression that it's chulin dike money, and he'll use the money. So therefore we say, yachzru domem lemkaimu mevatel the mekach. So over here, let us also be afraid. He gave her ma'aser sheni dike money, and she'll be under the impression that it's chulin dike money, and she'll use the money chutz l'Yerushalayim. Or according to Rashi, the kasha would be that just like when the lekech received a ma'aser sheni dike behemah, where we mevatel the mekach, that he shouldn't come to be nichshol in the ma'aser sheni dike behemah. So within we should be mevatel the kedushin, that she shouldn't be nichshol in the ma'aser sheni dike money that she had received for kedushin. So the Gemara is asking a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda says if there is a chash of kilkul be ma'aser sheni, or mitzad the meicher, or mitzad the lekech, or mevatel the mekach. So we have the same problem by a person who's mekadosh be ma'aser sheni. We also have achshash kilkul, and therefore we should be mevatel the kedushin. And we should say the same thing, Rabbi Yehuda, Yasu Domim Lam Kaima. That was the Gemara's kasha. Omar Rabbi Loza, Isha Yaidas Shein Mois Maisha Sheini Mischalulun Al Yodo. A woman realizes that the Mois Maisha Sheini is not Mischalul Al Yodo. That means when she gets Maisha Sheini, so she realizes that the kedusha will remain on the mois. There's nothing where it should be nischalu. Is va'oila va'ichlosai b'Yerushalayim, and it's no comparison to the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Let me boy, according to Tosfos, there this person is a lamdan. There's a behemah that it really should be nischalu on the behemah, and the lekeach was masne that it shouldn't be mischalam beim, and the meicha holds that it doesn't work like that. So memeila, so there is the meicha does not know that it's not mischalam. So he thinks it is mischalam. So there's a chash kilku. So there we say yachzul domim lekeim mashenkin over here. She knows, and according to Rashi, it's gol poshet. There the lekeach said So there's a shash kilka, but here she's an elcha yidene, and she realizes that the money remains maisa sheni, it's not nischalal through the kedushin, so I don't have to fear that a kilka might come about. Zakhte gemare, maskif lo Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya has takashe. So you're telling me in a case where everyone knows that it's not Shaykh Kilkul, and let's say the Moicha will acquire Mois Meiser Shaini, so then everything remains Kintikunai, and we don't have any problems. The Adam Yedei Shein Mois Meiser Shaini Mischal Nalem, just like you had said that an Isha knows that if she receives Mois Meiser Shaini, it remains B'Kedushasai because there's nothing on what the Kedushas Meiser Shaini can be Nischalo. So the same thing, a Behemet Tmeya also can be Chal on the Behemet Tmeya Kedushas Meiser Shaini, Avodim B'Kakois. So the Moicha realizes that the money he had received for the Behemet Tmeya is Meiser Shaini. He realizes this. And here it says as follows. You're not allowed to purchase it. And I think here there's a besondere issa. You're not permitted to purchase something that's not food. That's the same din by Kedushin. You're also not allowed to marry with Maisa Shaini. That's, he says, bemazed. Bemazed means they did an avla. Like we had also in Leikhen, Afila Behema Tahira, Bemois Meiser Shaini. But here, that's my Leikhen Behema Tahira, Bodem Kakos Meiser, there's an Issa. Afila Birushalayim, Ve'im Lokach, and if he did purchase it, so here we are afraid that the Moicha will not realize that this is Mois Meiser Shaini. He will not realize that the money that he received did not become nischalo on the behemoth meyer. And therefore, in order to prevent a kilko, so the leikeyach has to be mechalo the mois of the moicha on his own money, and he's going to take now his money and bring it to Yerushalayim, Yechol Kenegdom. He says, the leikeyach, who was machshel, so to say, the moicha by giving him mois meiser sheini, and the moicha does not realize he has mois meiser sheini, so the lekech has to rectify this pole by being mechalo the mois meiser sheini that he had given to the moicha. And his money, he takes different money, he's mechalo that on his money, and then he eats at Yerushalayim. So Memele, so we see it's not so poshut to assume that Adam Yedeya Shein Maiser Sheini Mischalo al Behemet Meya Bodem Bekarkois. And therefore, since it's not so poshut, we can't assume this. Therefore, the Leikeach, the one who gave the money, has to rectify the kilkel which might occur, and he has to be mechalo the money that was given to the moicha to make it chulen. It'll be nitfes on his money. So memele, so the kasha is, if a person is mekadish with mois meiser sheini, so here also we shouldn't say that isha yeida sheina mois mischalelis al yodo. So Kapanim, the husband, should be mechalo the mois he had given to her for kedushin on his mois and eat that in Yerushalayim. So that's the Gemara's kashi. We see that statement of Adam Yedeya is far from true. So the Gemara says, "Hoche beisha chaveira askinen diyoda." The Mishnah is speaking about an isha melumedes. You're 100% right. A poshut person is not so knowledgeable. So therefore, if you go and buy a behemoth meya, avodim v'karkois from a poshut, a person give him mois meiser sheini, they will not realize that Mois Maiser Sheni remains by them Mois Maiser Sheni. They'll think it becomes Chulin. And the same thing, if a person will not be Mekadesh Anisha Chaveira, it'll be Mamish the same Aloche. So the din will be that we'll have to tell Dazm, you gave a Mois Maiser Sheni, she doesn't... She's not a Melomedes, a Memelo. You have to make sure that the Mois Maiser Sheni that you gave her has to be Mnischalul on your money. But the Mishnah is speaking about an Isha Chaveira that she knows. So Memelo have nothing but to worry about. Now, a Shtikel Ha'ore, we had mentioned before, in Kainim Anachnu, I mean, that the Tosfos HaRosh says klar, and says, Namishna in Loikrin Behemet Meh Abodim Vekakois B'mois Maiser Sheni Afilu B'Yerushalayim. You're not permitted to purchase Avodim with Mois Maiser Sheni. So he says, because you're only permitted to purchase Macholim. You can't purchase Kakois Behemet Meh. So L'Chayre Huadin, you can't marry an Isha with Mois Maiser Sheni. It was given for eating purposes, not to get a wife. And that is why, that's what we mentioned, that's what he says in the Mishnah, B'mezid, we're calling them, that they knew that it was Mois Maiser Sheni, we are calling them Mezidim. Why are we calling them Mezidim? Because they did an Avla by marrying her with Mois Maiser Sheni. So how do we have this paradox? She's a chaveira and a mezida. So Baistais, it's no stira. Baistais, she knows it's not nischalu, but al kaponim, legabi this inyan, she's a mezida. Okay. Omama. Let us about just see Rashi on this Gemara. B'meizit kiddush, the kivin the leka toys. There's no kiddushay toys. B'shem knasa lami rabon nadli bat. We didn't cancel them for getting married b'meizit. We see again also, it'd be a mocking to cancel. We didn't cancel. There's no reason the Isha Yeidas. So we will not consent to be mevatel the Mecca since a kilku will not come about. But in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, when he purchased a behemoth, and he told the Moicha, you know, I'm going to use this behemoth tomorrow, I'm making bar mitzvah tomorrow, I need a behemoth. And the Moicha told them, you know, it's Maiser Sheni, the behemoth becomes Niskadish b'mois Maiser Sheni. And he told them, listen, my rabbi tells me enough mus, I don't have the mus for you. So he accepted this and he sold them the behemoth. So there, here the Moicha knows Shahamois Mischalalois ala Behem. Here the Moicha knows what's happening. V'chulen ein b'yodi, the Mois is chulen, and the Behem is Maiser Sheni. V'ovar alif naive leisitemir. So in here the Moicha was marshal de lekech. The Yoideya, he knows lekech miskaven loich labiroi. That's the lekech told him that. And he, and he, this transaction, he let, he was going with this transaction, realizing that with this transaction, the Lekech is going to be able to say, so here we remember Vatel the Mekach. This is a Gebal the Kabbalah. Besides that, some Isser in the Mekach, there's a Kilkos coming out through the Mekach. So here we remember Vatel the Mekach. So the Gemara is further, v'rei behemet meya da odom yedei, dikala meima, could also say the same thing, there's no kilkal over here. Kishakalu lemois, when the moicha took the mois, adaita lasokina lishlaim shakalu, he realized that the money is not nischalul on the behemet meya. Usnan, but it, here it says, I don't assume that the Moicher is so knowledgeable that he'll take the money to Yerushalayim. Usnan we learned Yoichel Kenegdom, Aleikeach Ikech Mois Mishaloi.
the lekech is to take now his own money, b'yoyma komokim shamois b'yad moicha, yumuchu lolos aleilu, v'yalim v'yoychlim b'yirushalayim. So we see, we don't say, yo yisod odom yedeya she'enim ischal. So the Gemara answered, ele masnisim b'yishach haveraskin in diyodo, shinu she'maisa she'enim ischal yedei kidusheo, so in the case of the Mishnah, there's no possible kilkul. So therefore, if there's no kilkul, we could foresee, so we weren't mevatel. They did an avla, they got married, but we were not mevatel the kedushin, since the kilkul will not come out. So if he purchased a behemet meyer, he's under the impression that the money is chulin. So Memele, so not only did we do an avle by purchasing a behemoth meyer, we are being, but after it's over and done with, there's a potential michshel for the meicher. So here, the lekeach has to rectify the michshel that he created, and it says that yechol kenegdom, so he takes his money, his mechalo, the money that he had given to the Moicha, and that's how he rectifies the Avla that he had done. Fine. Omama. So now, we have like this. We have two cases. We have that if a person purchased a behemoth, maybe Mois Meiser Shengel, and a kilkul can come out by the meicher, so the lekeach has to rectify it, and he's mechalo the mois shebiyad meicher. We had, let's say, according to Taisvus Pshat, the Gemara will flow much better, that if a person went and bought a behemoth tahira with meiser sheni, and he told them, I want the meiser sheni to remain meiser sheni, and the behemoth should remain chulin, there's also a kilkul over there. The moich is under the impression that's an impossibility, so he's under the impression that the money zicha became the schalo. There we say, yachzeru domim lemkoima. So we have two cases that the moich has meiser sheni money by him. We have two cases that the moicha is olul to be nichshol with his meiser sheni money. And in the first case, we say, yachzeru domim lekoimah, mevatel the mekach, finish. This is a potential time bomb, who knows what nichshol could come out. So mevatel the mekach, we say, give back the money. And over here, when he purchased, a behemoth meyer, we have mamish the same problem. Here we say, we're not mevatel the mekach. We tell the lekeach, you gave him the money, you take care of it. You be mechalo the mois, that is bushus hamoich. So the Gemara is, v'ama yachzeru domov lemkoimam kiyosam. Why? That's true. You can do this in two ways, but it's very modne. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, we say yachzeru domov lemkoimam. And we mevatel the mekach. This mekach was a mekach shenasa be'isr, and there's a potential mikshel from this mekach, so we're mevatel the mekach. Here all of a sudden we say, no, it's a good mekach, but let the lekeach take care of the kilkul he created. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, sheborach. You're 100% right. That means, if we have a mekach that was not a proper mekach, and because of this mekach, a kilkul is olul to come out, we're mevatel the mekach. We do that, finish. Don't give back the money, and thus finish, and that's how we rectify everything. Mevatel the mekach. But this case, when he sold a behemoth meyer, it's speaking about the meicher ran away to Alaska. He's not around. He heard about it. He made a good deal. He sold a behemoth. He was waiting 6 months to sell the behemoth, no customers. This person comes around with Mois Meiser Sheni. We'll see on Moir de Kizach and Taisvus later that he came out with Mois Meiser Sheni, and he wanted to get rid of the Mois Meiser Sheni, this person. So he gave him, he said, you know, I'll give you a good price for the behemoth. He gave him, he, He overpaid him for the baim. He wants to get rid of that like this. Let him have the mois. Let him. I have to go to Yerushalayim with this money. So it also costs money with all the. Let him have the money. I'll give him more money. Let him go to Yerushalayim. So I'll give him. So a behemoth which was normally worth 100,000, he gave him 200,000 mois. My shisheni here. It's your money. It's your headache, and you'll go with it. And he got the behemoth to me. That's what he did. No. Now the moicher heard something that he's starting to tell people he did such a good deal. He sold it for $200, and they told him, you know, if Bezdin finds out about it, you have to give back the money. So he trapped an eight. So he ran away. Finished. I mean, $200 doesn't come easy. You have to know when you got it. You have to make sure you keep it. So he ran away. Borach. So now he got the summons, he's not home, the wife tells him, he tells Bezdin, he went away. So Memele, Bezdin will tell him, Yasel Domum Lum Kaimum, he's already in Alaska. So this is the second best Eitzah, so we tell the Lekech, but listen, you gave him Moris Meiser Shani, he wanted that the headache should be on him, and you brought away Metmeya. Now it's your headache, he ran away, so Memele, so you be Mechalo the Mois that's by him, and you have to go to Yerushalayim. You thought you're patting yourself from a headache. You have to be Mechalo the Mois. Omar Shmuel Sheborach. Fine. So now we know already guidelines. We have two cases. That was a Mecca Hanasa Bisa. The Moicher has money which is Ololi Kosho Boy. So if we could be Mavatal the Mecca and we'll say Yahzadam and Mukaim, we'll do the finish. This shouldn't have been done. Now that it's done, it's done. We'll be Mavatal the Mecca. If it's Borach, our second best hate is that the Lekech is to rectify what he had done. And he has to be Mechal of the Mois. V'taima de Borach. Oloi Borach, Kansina Lamoich. If Loi Borach, Kansina Lamoich. That's what you're telling me. That means that the first, the most preferable Inyan, when we have such a situation, that there was a Mecca Hanasa Bisa, and we have now Mois Meiser Sheni by the Moicher. We have two ways how to rectify this, either to be Mevatel the Mecca or the Lekeir should take care of it. So you're telling me we are Mevatel the Mecca. And you have to know, we'll see in Taisvis, being Mevatel the Mecca, we just explained the scenario, that the Moicher is suffering from this. I mean, Mevatel the Mecca, he just made $200 on the behemoth. And now Mevatel the Mekach, we're canceling the Moicha. V'nikna Seila Lekeach. We have another Eitzah. Who started the whole thing? The Lekeach was the one. The Lekeach, he didn't want to have a headache with Mois Meiser Sheni, so he came over to the Moicha and he told him, no, this is Mois Meiser Sheni. I don't want to go up to Yerushalayim. Here's Mois Meiser Sheni and you'll take care of it and he gives an, I'll even overpay for the baim, he gave 200,000. So the instigator was really the Lekech, he started this whole thing. And the Moicha doesn't realize that it's Mois Meiser Sheni, he thinks it was Neschal, fine. So the Gemara says, but the instigator in reality was the Lekech. So let the Lekech rectify what he made wrong. Why should the Moicha... The Moicha just made a profit $200 on a behemoth. Slabachol Yemes Chama Milsa. So why are you canceling the Moicha? Canceling the Lekech. Zuk the Gemara Elav Achbera Ganef Ela Chure Ganef. So the Gemara says, if you have a mouse and you have a hole, so if there wouldn't be a hole, the mouse would never steal. Where's going to take the stolen goods to? In the room where the Balabos is, he can't store it there. But now that there's a hole, now he steals. So who's Misaviv? Who was Misaviv? The Gneva of the Achba? The hole. Vav Achba Reganev Elachuri Ganev. So you're telling me that who's the instigator, the Lekeach? But if the Moicha would have not agreed to this deal, the Lekeach wouldn't have done anything. You hear the Moicha here that was Mishtatev. Let him suffer. So Mamela. So Elohu Ganav. So that's why if we can correct the situation by cancelling the Moicha, we'll cancel the Moicha. So the Gemara says, please, don't put most of the blame on the Chul. Good, you'll have a hole there without a mouse, as nothing is going to get in there. The Minisht V, this is Vakelt, the Chul is, gives the mouse, idud and courage to steal. Aber Minisht V, the Ganef is the mouse, not the Chul. So, Vinishvi, the true instigator over here is the Lekech. Lekech started this whole thing. He took the Mois Maishasheni money and he bought it by Mitmeya. And now the Maishasheni is by the Moich and he's gonna be Nichshol. The Lekech is the one that we should cancel. So Mamela, we're back where we started from. So, if the Moich did not run away, so let's cancel You tell me if the Meicha did not run away, we cancel the Meicha, we should cancel the Lekeich. So the Gemara says, Mistavu Kolecha Dike Isura Hosam Kansinu. So the Gemara says we have different guidelines. The criteria is not who instigated it, who started it. The criteria is where is there Issa over here which we have to rectify. So in these both cases, according to Taisvis, in the first case, the Moicha has Moi Shal Maisa Sheini, which is Olali Koshal by, in the, by Behemoth Meya, also the Moicha has Moi Shal Maisa Sheini, is Olali Koshal by. So the problem arises by the Moicha. So if the problem arises by the Moicha, so we have to tell the Moicha to solve the problem. So Yasu Domim Lun Kaimim, that's our priority, that's the first thing to do. If it's Barach, we can't do this, then we tell the Lekeach. Let us see Rashi. So the Gemara says, Ki Hosam, Kedam Rinon, Kabi Lekeach Beime Teire Mezid. So there we said, That Yachzor Domim Lekoimon. Why here do we say by Behema Lekech Behemet Meya? We say that the Lekech should be Mechalo the Mois Yoichol Kenegdo. So the Gemara says Sheborach Hamoicha Shadomim Biyodi. The money is by the Moicha. We can't say Yachzor Domim Lekoimon. He's out of town. He skipped the country. So Mamela. So here, in order to rectify the Kilkul, the Lekech is the only one that can rectify it. But let's be medayik. If he didn't run away, kansina lamoicha. L'chayre v'niknas ele lekeich. The lekeich is really the instigator over here. So Gemara says, no, le'ach v'ganav elechura ganav. The whole is the ganav. Il molechu. If there would not be a whole, sha'ach bo matzniya gnevos eshem le'oye ganav. He wouldn't steal. He has no secure place where to store the stolen goods. He won't steal. So the whole stealing is due to the whole. The Rambam says, Churim and all the way. But without the stealing of the Yachbo, the nothing, you won't have any storage at all in the Chur. Ma'in lo yagneve. So the Gemara is tiny. So the Iker culprit is the Achbo, not the Chur. So the Gemara remains with a new Mahalach, Kolecha Diki Sure Hosam Kansino. Okay. Now, let us see the bottom Toisvis. And we'll see there are a few Shverikaiten on this Toisvis. Maskif lo Rabir Mie, Baloi Behemot Meye. He said, that was Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. By Behemoth Meya, we're afraid the Moicha might use the money. And here by Gdushin, we're not afraid that she'll use the money, Shalai Birushalayim. Aloy Behemoth Meya, Shenu Yilis Chalul Moish, Avalochi, Kama Yoichol Kenegda. למרין אדם יודע אם כן גבי איש הנמי אבל הוא מימר דבר יויכל כנגדם בירושלים ופיריש בקונטרס יויכל כנגדם רצה לא אמר what does that mean that the לקח is יויכל כנגדם והלקח ייקח מויס משלוי ויימא כל מוקים שהמויס ביד מויך יהיה מחולול עם המויס אלו ויעלם ויוכלם בירושלים. So that is the chilul of Yoichel Kenegdo. Now, there's a problem in Tosfos. I want to learn the second teretz of Tosfos before we see the kasha in Tosfos, and then I'll explain why I did this. There's a problem in Tosfos. Let's talk about a person, a loikeach, bought a behemoth meyeh from a meicha. And he gave him the money. So the money is meisa sheini. And so now the meicha has meisa sheini, dike money, which is only kosher by. So we tell the loikeach, listen, you have to rectify what you did. You have to be mechalo the money that's b'shus ha-meicha. So kan shayil ha-ben, how could the lekeach do this? It's not his money. How can I be mechalo Yenim's money? My money, I could be mechalo. It's his money. I bought the behemoth mei. Now it's his money. I understand that did an avla fine. But how am I rectifying this? How can it's his money. How can I be mechalo's money? I can't be mechalo's money. You need a bailim to be mechalo the money. It's his money. So let us skip down to the middle of Tosfos. It's around 8 lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line. Maybe 7 lines from the bottom. For Rab Meir Meforish. Rab Meir said, Shani hocha shelekech yochel l'chalol ha-maiser b'yad ha-meicher. V'shem deschus oloy l'meicher. It's a schus for the meicher. That's right. The money belongs to the meicher. No, if this money will remain having Kedushas Meiser on it, the Moicha we said is not too knowledgeable, he's gonna use this money Chutzal Yerushalayim. So if the Lekeach will be Mechalo, this money, the Moicha's money, it's a schus for the Moicha that the Lekeach should be Mechalo. V'zochen Leila Adam Shalei Befonav. So that's the taki yours. But I'm zochin le'lodem shalei befonav. I'm a mechalo your money on my money, and it's a schus for you. Das chiyah mitam shliches. Va'avik kamo shliach. It's equivalent to a shliach. Das chiyah mitam shliches. Mochi nami amrina ben adorim. You start looking at me, so they. So I'll tell you. Da'avik amrina ben adorim. The boy hosom. Hatayrem mishaloi al shel chaveiro. We learned hatayrem mishaloi al shel chaveiro. By trume, you need shliches. The boy has hatayrem mishaloi al chaveiro. That means like this: Reuven had tevel, and Shimon goes and he takes his tevel, Shimon's own tevel. And he says, my tevel should be trume on Reuven's tevel. This should be trume. I want to make trume on Reuven's tevel. Tzarich das bailem oiloi. Does the bailem have to know about this? Does the bailem have to agree with this? Yes or no? Mi amrinin schus oloi v'zochin l'odom shaloi befonim. It's a schus. I mean, your tevel will become chulen. Is it a schus? I do me neichelai leinish lemeevin mitzvah b'mamayna. Or maybe, no, it's not a schus. You'll have the mitzvah. No. I want to have the mitzvah. So memeile, so you're not doing any taivis to me. I'll be mafresh from my tevel, and I'll have the mitzvah of roshes tume and sinas tume. Fine. So the Gemara has there a shayla. Why is there a shayla? Is it a schus or is not a schus? If it's a schus, so without you telling me, without you making me a shliach, I can balabat on your table. I'm afresh truma on your table. So it's a schus yizachlov. It's ikilu. He made me a shliach to do it. So memeile ve'af kala miboy lehosam ela mishum dom anichle elinishum evad mitzvah boyne. There is a shaila. Is it a schus? Maybe it's not a schus. You take off trume, so I'm losing the mitzvah. The Baal HaTeva was losing the mitzvah. Over here, there's a different problem over here. Over here, the moicher has maisha sheini money. This moicher is not too knowledgeable. He's gonna, use this money, so I go, and the lekeach is the one that made this whole kilko, so lekeach goes, and he's fixing his money. He's mechalo. The kedusha on the kedusha on the money that is the shus hamoicher on his money. Ki yoche avdin in schuse. So here we do a schus. Fine. So memele we'll stop here. Now we'll go back to the beginning of Taisvis. So the emerson lechere Rab Meir is a beautiful stiktere. This chamei is a bit worth it. Vach lo mishla befon of it's a schus. He has my sishen, he'll be nifshul, I'm being machalal it for it. There's no mitzvah, not taking a mitzvah away from you. We matzah you from an issa. Vach lo mishla befon of it. So memele, that is how this works here. Now, let us go back to the kasha of Taisvitz. And we have here another teretz, the reverse teretz, and then we'll contact some problems. Ve'hiksha Rabbeinu Rabbi Yitzchok ben Avrom. Rabbi Yitzchok ben Avrom asked a kasha. Here it says that the lekeach is mechalo the mois of the moicha. Mukmilo besamuch kshebarach hamoicha. The Gemara says it's speaking about that the moicha ran away. Vim kain hayech hu yochel mechalolam. How could he be mechalol the money? Re ein odom mechalol dovo she'ein b'shusai. A person cannot be mechalol something that's not in his reshus. Now, let us stop for a minute and hear what Tosfos is asking. But let's give a shtikel agdome. Taisis is going to bring a Gemara in Merube. We'll say a preview. The Gemara says in Merube, if someone Shimon stole a behemoth from Reuven. He stole it. So it's Reuven's behemoth and Shimon stole it. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Shneim ein yechaylim lagdishay. Reuven can't be magdish to behemoth and Shimon can't be magdish to behemoth. Shimon can't be magdish to behemoth, it's not his behemoth. He stole it. It's Reuven's behemoth. How can he be magdish, how can Shimon be magdish Reuven's behemoth? Reuven can't be magdish to behemoth, even though it's his behemoth. It's Eini B'Shusai. Eini B'Shusai means he doesn't have shlita over it. He doesn't have control over it. It's not in his reshus. So Rabbi Yechon said, Amor V'Kachidish, in order to be capable of being magdish something, it has to be completely under your shlita. That you can balabat of it. It's in your reshus. If it's yours, but you can't, it's not your reshus, you're not a 100% bailam and you can't be magdish. Hashtik teire of Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, we'll see this all in Taisis, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, if we'll have a similar case, that Shimon stole Kerem Revai from Reuven. It's Reuven's Kerem Revai. You have to be mechalal it unless you're in Yerushalayim. Shimon stole Kerem Revai from Reuven. And Reuven's a tzaddik. So Reuven, Shimon's going to need Kerem Revai. Hey, Chutz Yerushalayim is going to need it. So Reuven wants to go and be mechalal the Kerem Revai on money that he has. He wants to be matzel the gazlan from Anissa. So the Gemara says, "Zayin b'shusai, you can't do it." Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't be magdish adav zayin b'shusai, you can't be mechalul adav zayin b'shusai. That is the Gemara that Tosfos is going to bring. So So the Riva is going to ask Akasha. So he says, you see, you can't be Mechalal Adova Sheinim B'Shusa. So how can the Loikeyach be Mechalal the Mois that's Biyat HaMoicha? The Moicha ran away. It's Einib B'Shusa. And you can't be Mechalal something that's Einib B'Shusa. I have a Gemara in Bava Kamma that says you can't be Mechalal Adova Sheinim B'Shusa. Is Khan Shoyel Aben? How did Einib B'Shusa come in over here? The whole Chiddush of Einib B'Shusa means that it's mine, my Kerem Rabbi. You stole it. I want to be Mechalo my Kerem Rabbi. So the Masa says, Einib B'Shusa, you can't be Mechalo it. Here we're speaking about that the Lekeach gave his Maisa Sheni money to the Moicha. He gave his Maisa Sheni money to the Moicha. And he bought a behemoth meyer. So who does the Maisa Sheni money belong to? Belongs to the Moicha. He has a behemoth meyer. So we told the Lekeach, but you know you made a big boo-boo of it. You gave him Maisa Sheni money, he's going to eat it. So if I want to ask Akasha, how could the Lekeach be Mechalo? So I have to go to Gemara Baba Kama. No, Einib B'Shusa, you can't be Mechalo. This is Einib Shalai. This is, you have to know Baba Kama for this. This is Einib Shalai. It's not his money. It's the Meicha's money. How can I be Mechalo his money? That's the Kasha, what Taisma should have asked. And Taisma's asked Einib B'Shusa. So this Ha'orah we're going to put on hold. But this is Amoira de Ka'orah. But Taisus says, I'll say Nibushusai. Agav Ulche, the Rameya, which we said, Als Zochen Lodom Shalai Bevonov, is very good at Falaini Shalai also. That means, it's Taki the Moicha's money. He's going to say this later, it's the Moicha's money. But the money by you is terrible. You're going to be Nichshel with it. I'm going to be, so if you would make me a shlich to be mechalad for you, your money, am I mechal your money? No problem. So, zachal adam shalai befondam shchiyah mitam shlichas, kilu, you told me, please be mechal the money for me. You, it doesn't cost anything. Me, I'm going to have the erika going to your shalayim. He's zicha happy with it, no shayla. Zachal adam shalai befondam. So, Rab Meir's teretz, the kasha we could ask is eini shalai, not the way the Rivo is, the kasha is eini b'shusa. We could ask the kasha is eini shalai. And Rav Meir said a good teretz, a good, it belongs to the Moicha. But it's zicha schus for the Moicha to be mechalal his money. Just like if he made him a shliach, it's good to made over here. But al kaponim, the zchiyah mitam shlichis. But the Rivo is the kasha moira dikmodne. In this order we're going to put on hold. But now let us just see what the Rivo said. Dikshe Rabbi Yitzhak ben Avrom, Omuk mislo besomach, sheboruch ha-moiche. It's speaking about the moiche. Yeah. So the... Mkein hach u yoche lechalo, vrei odem mechalo dobo shein b'shusa, kedom bepek merube, b'shmaite de tznuim. So now, when the Rivo has the kasha, he has to bring a gemore bo bekam. The porich. The gemore in merube says, l'rabi oich en adam magez, ol nish yashu abayla. Shnei men yucholim lahagdish. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yoich. Zeh lefi shein shaloi. Vezeh lefi shein b'shusa. So you, Rabbi Yoich, and then said, you cannot be magdish something that's not b'shusa. U porich, fact, the gemore mahod etznuim. There were tznuim, these were chasidim, these were tzadikim. Sho yoimrim, these tznuim were plagued with ganovim, who used to steal their peiros of Kerem Rabbi. So at the end of the day, when they looked by the Kerem, and they saw there's missing this cluster, this cluster, this cluster, so they said, so it was stolen. So these Ganovim Nebucha are going to be Nichshel and Kerem Rabbi. Oimrim kol hanilkat mizeyu mechulalim al mois alolos, so they took out their money, they were mechalal the Kerem Rabbi and their money. So Memela, so the Gemara asked the Kasha, if you can't be Magdish a Dover Sheni B'Shusa, how can you be Mechal a Dover Sheni B'Shusa? Alme de Mashve Chilu Lehegdish. That you see, Klo. A Gemara and Baba Kame. So that Chilu al Dover Sheni B'Shusa doesn't help. Umishani, Kol ha-mislake. So the Gemara says, Amir de Keteret, you're 100% right. You know these tnuim, they weren't mechalo the peiris in the afternoon, after they noticed the clusters which were missing. Then it's too late, it's ayin b'shusi. In the morning, before the Ganovim had a chance to come into the Kerem, so the tznuyim said, if there'll be stolen clusters of grapes today, I'm mechallel it now. Now it's a mayrishus. The gun isn't taking you. So Mara says it's a shayla breira. Okay, that's the sugya in Baba Kama. But al koponim the rivo asked, but it's ayna b'shus. How can this lekeach be mechallel it? Upirish rivo. So the rivo held it's a real good kasha. The einze ala knosa de kansu ala lekeach, avloilum hamois kedoshim biyad hamoichem. Moiridik. The Rivo says, that what we tell the lekeach to be machal, the lekeach is the instigator of it. He gave mois maisusheni to the moichem. So you want to teach the lekeach a lesson. You did a gewaldic avla. You put mois maisusheni by him. Now he's minichshel emoyz maishesheni because of you. You have to be mechallel. You have to take money now. That money, the 200,000 you gave to him, you have to take 200,000 of your own, say that it's mechulol on your 200,000 now, and take that 200,000 to Yerushalayim. That's what you have to do. That's what the Rabbanan said. Now, between you and me, let the lekech not hear this, but someone the last chachamim, does it help? And nah. Doesn't help. The Moichan Nebuch is going to eat Maisha. We don't have an Eitzah. We don't have an Eitzah what to do. He's in Alaska. We don't have an Eitzah. So what did he accomplish? Oh, we taught this Lekeach a lesson. We taught him Sheneimol a lesson. He gave him Mois Maisha Sheni. He's going to take another Mois Maisha Sheni, 200,000. He's going to go to Yerushalayim. The next time, he won't do what he did now. We accomplished something about the Moicher Nebuch. I mean, the Moicher is Nebuch, he's eating Mois Mais Hashani. I mean, we can't. That is what the Rivo said. He didn't have an Eitzah. It's a Mitzel Geschäft. I mean, it's Eine Beshusa. Now the Rabbeinu Meir said, no problem. Zochaladam Shalai Befan. Now, let us go three lines from the bottom where we had stopped. So he said, there's no problem. Zochalodim shalei b'fon, no problem. Avol b'hi de tznuyin. So I by tznuyim, there was a problem. The Rivo brought a right tznuyin. Lekele mei mohochi. There you can't say zochalodim shalei b'fon. Shrei gazlonim atzma mei nyecheil mosakin klum. They are the gazlonim. The gazlonim, they can't be mechalel. It's not their kerem revai. It's not their kerem revai. So they can't be mechalel. So I can't be zeiche for him. He can't make me a shliach to be mechal the kerem revai because it's not he can't do it. It's not his. So I can do it for him. Personally, I also can't be mechal it because it's ain't a b'shusa. There you have a problem. Ma shebiyodim shnei shalahem vavegezel v'loy nisya'i ishu v'kivin d'loy inu v'kivin d'inu le'motzo avdi shlachay unami le'motzo yob. But over here, the money belongs to the Meicher. The money belongs to the Meicher. So the Meicher could be mechallel the money, so the Lekech is doing it for the Meicher. V'hash t'nicha sh'amois b'yad ha-Meicher yotze l'chulen im yoichel al-Lekech k'neged ava p'shem b'yodei kim sh'uschus l'Meicher yase l'Lekech shluchay v'yichallelenu. The Lekech will become a shliach and he'll be mechallel it in Sholem al-Yisrael. So we have to understand that the Meir is Meiridik. What is Pshat in the Rivo? So there's a Meiridik a Chazainish. The Chazainish says the Machloikis between the Rivo and the Meir is in a very fine hairline. What's the Machloikis? Zuk the Chazainish Hazai. The Gemara had asked the Kashe. And the Gemara had said that preferably the tikkun of this problem that was created should be yachzru domim lemkayma. If that's the best thing, be mevatel the Mecca, give back the money, finished. That is the most preferable way of rectifying the situation. That's what one should do. So the Gemara asked over here, so why should the lekeach be mechalo? Yachzadom amukai. So the Gemara says, no, here it's talking about he ran away. Talking about a certain case, he ran away, so he can't be yachzadom amukai. This is second best answer. So the Chazainish, we had a machloikis, the Rav Meir and the Rivo, when he runs away, were we still mevatel the mekach? Or, if he runs away, the whole accomplishment of being mevatel the mekach was, mevatel the mekach, yazel domel mun kaimam, so he rectified the problem. Here, if we'll be mevatel the mekach, will we rectify anything? No, the money is there. The money is in Alaska with the moicha, so we won't rectify anything by being mevatel the mekach. Do we say we have guidelines? The first thing is mevatel the Mecca, we're mevatel the Mecca. He ran away, but the Mecca, we're mevatel. We don't look here, we are mevatel there, we're mevatel the Mecca. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that if being mevatel the Mecca will accomplish something, you're mevatel the Mecca. And being mevatel the Mecca won't accomplish anything, so why should be mevatel the Mecca? She's not mevatel the Mecca. Zot teileke chazaynish, this was the machloikis, Rav Meir and the Rivo. Rav Meir held, here they want mevatel the Mecca. Why should be mevatel the Mecca? What do you can come as being mevatel the Mecca? He's in Alaska, so what do you have to mevatel? So Rav Meir held, so in a case of Borach, they weren't mevatel the Mecca. So if they weren't, because being mevatel the Mecca, you're not accomplishing anything. So memele, so the money belongs to the Moicha. The Moicha could be mechal of the money if he wants. So memele, so if he'd made a shliach, the lekeach could be mevatel. So zachalot mishloi b'fonu, the lekeach is mechal for the Moicha. The Rivo learned, this is a bird, they were mevatel the Mecca, that's number one. If it doesn't accomplish anything, they were mevatel the Mecca. That's Yisoid number one. And now by Borach, we have here, after the Bitzel HaMekach, but it can't be Yachzo Domem Lem Koimam, so now we tell the Lekeach to be Mechalo the money. So the Rivo said, we were Mevatel the Mecca. So who does the money belong to now? The money belongs to the Lekeach. And think of this or not, the money belongs to the Lekeach. It's Einib Yishusai, because the Moicha has it. Because the Moicha has it, so it's Eli Bushusai, and he can't be Mechalo, and the Moicha also can't be Mechalo, it's not his money. So therefore, the Rivo said that the whole Indian of telling the Lekech to be Mechalo, the Moicha, Shabushusai Moicha, is just to constant the Lekech, but we don't accomplish anything.